This teaching is from City Church Coventry. You can find us online at www.citychurchcoventry.org.
Some of you might have met my parents when they came in the summer. I'm the first of four children, and I lived with them till I was 16 in Nigeria. The thing that most of you will not know is that when I was about six, I found out about my real father. I found out he's a king, and he has a son who's much older than I am. And it was quite exciting as a young girl to find out that I was a daughter of a king. I got to know the family a bit more, obviously stayed with my own parents that I grew up with. And my big brother is just the most amazing person. He practically does everything. And he also wrote a book which is about life and living it. And I love reading it, very fantastic book. The advice he gives, sometimes you think, oh, probably not the easiest thing to do, but usually the wisest thing. He's just so clever, very generous, such a loving big brother. So we became very close. When I was about probably 16, I remember being in college and meeting this lovely Muslim boy, and everyone thought, oh, Nikki, you should go out with him, because he really liked me. And I thought, okay, I'm not sure. But I remembered that, because everybody was having boyfriends and girlfriends, I remembered that my brother said not to get involved with anybody that was not part of our kingdom, my father's kingdom. And I thought, it's going to be hard considering I was in England at this point. But I kind of stuck with my brother's advice. This boy, you know, his father owned a diamond processing company. His brothers loved me. He was just the best. He would even walk me to church. He was really nice, but I just didn't. And you all know today, I'm married to my lovely Nigerian husband. And I met him through my big brother's connections in Liverpool. So I'm very happy, thank God. My big brother can be a bit insistent sometimes, but sometimes he'll let me do what I want to do just so I can learn from it. But, you know, I'm just glad he didn't do that when it came to marriage. You would probably be thinking, well, if her brother is that rich, her father's a king, why doesn't she live in a mansion? The most important thing to tell you is that my father always provides whatever I need. I've never lacked. My big brother has taught me that with dad, the best thing is to just kind of trust that whatever he gives you is enough, is the right thing. You don't have to have whatever you ask for right now. Bigger is not always better. Delay is not denial with dad. So I've just learned to trust, really. Some of you might remember that I came to Coventry when I was about 21, 22. Sorry, there's a dummy in there. Multitasking in the other side. 1 minute, sorry. Just in the pocket on that side. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, my son is trying to contribute. Thank you. That's much better. Right. I came to Coventry about 2006. Can't remember how old I was then. But I came to study medicine at Warwick University. And I had to take a year out. Some of you would have remembered the story. I had to take a year out. Went back to Nigeria in 2007 because I didn't have fees to pay. And that was because if you don't pay your fees, then you can't renew your UK visa. Then you have to go back to your country. And it was a very difficult time for me because I thought, my father's got all this money. I don't know why he wouldn't just pay the fees before they are due, like every other parents, and save me all this embarrassment and stress. But my brother kept saying, you know what, just be calm. It's going to be okay. Just relax. It's going to be okay. I was like, okay. I kept calming down until, before I knew it, I was on a plane to Nigeria without a medical degree. But it was fine. I just kept calm. And thankfully, my brother was in Nigeria with me as well. He was with me in Kaduna, where I spent a year out. And he helped me to do a lot of things that were helpful to other people. Anyway, the year went quickly. I was there 10 months, came back to England, and my father sorted out a 4-year UK visa for me to come and complete my course, paid all the fees, made sure I had everything I needed to complete the course, pass all the exams, you know. But the only thing was, when I came back in 2008, I had to start again from the beginning of the course, and I thought, oh, I'd done all this hard work in my first year, I got fantastic grades, but they were down the drain because I was starting all over again. The university insisted I had taken too much time out of the course, so I had to start again. I wasn't very happy, but my dad said, well, you know, it's fine, just do it. And, you know, up till now, my brother keeps reminding me of how all the lessons I learned in that period have made me who I am today and have made me a better person. And I know my father could have easily used his influence to make the university change their decision and make me just carry on and finish just like everybody else that I started with in 2006. Because I see them in hospitals today, some of them are registrars, and I'm thinking, you know, it could have been me up there already. But it doesn't matter because I'm happy, and it's just so amazing how my dad just knows the best way to go and what's best for me personally. Well, I was asked to give a 15-minute talk in the theme of making Jesus famous. I'm sure that some of you might be thinking, what is this story she's telling us? I'll tell you now, my big brother is Jesus, and my father, the king, is God. And it's just to remind us that we are royalty, we're God's children. We're not just some random people just following some religion. We become heirs together with Christ in God. I gave my life to Jesus about 1990 in Sunday school, and ever since then I've just known God's provision, God's protection, God's guidance. Jesus is real. It's not just about going to church and coming back. It's not just about carrying a Bible around or just talking the talk. Jesus is real. And for me, it is just so amazing that he's so powerful. We've been talking so much today about how glorious and victorious God is. And he still chooses to live in us through his Holy Spirit and be our friend and be our God and care about every little thing that concerns us. And he genuinely wants us to submit everything to him. There's nothing in our lives that is too little to submit to Jesus. I can honestly say that all I am, all I have is by his grace. And we just need to remember that just sticking with him, walking with him, he'll guide us by his Spirit and lead us to where he has for us. Amen. Talking about making Jesus famous, I'm sure that the name of Jesus is definitely more popular than Michael Jackson's name or whatever celebrity's name. But only born again Christians know Jesus as a person to them, as a real person. And really, this is what it's all about. I was reminded by God of Hebrews 13 when I was thinking about what to share, and it was mainly verse 8 that popped out to me. If you can open to Hebrews 13, that would be great, please. I'll be referring to verses from there. Hebrews 13. So verse 8 says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what God really reminded me of was that we should not be distracted from who Jesus is. With all the theories and ideas going on around the world, we need to be focused on who Jesus is. He still lives and talks to us today. The same Jesus that raised people from the dead, the same Jesus that fed the 5,000. He's our God. He's our Father. He's our friend. He lives in us. He talks to us. He cares about us. He gives us love, joy, and peace that is beyond understanding, so we can offer sacrificial praise, even when things are not going the way we think they should. I was so pleased today that God proved himself again just this morning, because I was talking to Jacqueline and Chris about how my husband was teasing me that I'm going to be talking too long, and they stopped and prayed with me and we just laughed about it. And God used Justin this morning to ask us to share testimonies, because most of my talk was going to be testimonies about how don't just think about what God did years ago. Realize that God is working today. God is working now. He's able to do much more. So I can't just sit here and be thinking, oh yeah, God provided my fees in Warwick. That was fantastic. Wow, that was a lot of money. And then be worrying about some £1,000 I need to pay tomorrow. If God can provide that money, why wouldn't he provide this? It's not about the amount. If it was a pound, if God didn't want you to have a pound, I keep telling people, if the fees were just a pound and God was not ready for me to have it, then I wouldn't have it. Because it's not about the money. The cattle on 1,000 hills are God's. You know, he owns the diamond, the silver, and the gold. Everything is his. So nothing is too difficult for him. So it's more about his will and his way. And if we walk closely with Jesus, then we're getting the best of what he has for us, rather than being childish in our demands. Give it to me now, 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 me, me, me. Jesus talks about childlike faith. We just need to trust him and know that he has done it and he's working all things together for our good. We will have challenges to our faith. There will be times when we'll pray for things and we'll think it's not coming straight away, but God knows what he's doing. In verse 5 and 6 of Hebrews 13, it says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. This is the ESV. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? See, the Bible is God's word, and if we stand on it, God does not turn back on his word. You know, whatever situation we're in, whatever phase of life we're in, we just need to trust that God is working all things together for our good. I had a little testimony I wanted to share about my washing machine that I thought, oh, this will be interesting. Our washing machine wasn't working properly, and some of you might think it's really such a trivial issue because it's just a washing machine. But trust me, when you have a newborn baby and a toddler, the washing machine and probably the dishwasher become members of the family. You just need them. And it stopped working properly. My husband said it couldn't be easily fixed. So I prayed about it, and it started working again. I thought, oh, wow, fantastic. I'm going to share this when I talk. And then just last week, it stopped working again. I was like, oh, man, this is not good. And sometimes things like that will happen, and you're thinking, oh, you don't need to fight for God. God is alive and strong. He knows what he's doing. He will fight for himself. You just trust God. And do you know what? I started thinking, because I know my God. By the time you think about what God has done in the past, you will stop worrying about certain things. You'll just think, you know what? It's fine. It's just childish, really, to start complaining when we know that he can do much more. I know I do it still. I'm not saying I don't do it, but we need to be growing out of that because we should trust that our God is able and willing. Do you know, I was thinking, oh, God might provide a digital washing machine for me or something. But God is so amazing. He worked in ways I couldn't even imagine. Our friend Dave Lees came back from Greece, came to our house unexpectedly, and I mentioned it, and he fixed it properly, not like that kind of fixing that won't work again, properly, for free. And I thought, God, thank you. You know, I didn't even expect this. So sometimes you just need to think, well, I'm not going to do everything and then pray after. Pray, because God is interested. Jesus is just much more than we understand. And the more I know people that have served him for more decades than I have, and they still say the same thing. He never fails. He's worthy of our praise. He's trustworthy. He's always there for us. So whatever it is, no matter how small, no matter how unimportant it may seem to us, he's there for us. We've had fantastic talks the past 3 weeks about making Jesus famous, and I hope I've been able to share my own reality of Jesus with you. For me, it's just more about having that personal relationship with him, that you can talk with him about anything and just trust him with things. Because really, what's the point of having a father and a brother and a friend and a rock, a victorious and a glorious God, if we're living the same life that everybody else is living? Jesus died and rose again so we can have eternal life in heaven and an extraordinary life on earth. So I hope that I've been able to share that reality with you and just remind you to trust him with whatever is going on in your life. And if you don't know Jesus, the Bible says in Romans 10 that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. So if you want to speak to me later or anybody else that's been talking up front, you know, just tell them that you want to give your life to Jesus. We'll pray a simple prayer and you will join the family. He'll still hear you even if you pray by yourself in a corner because he's here. But it'll just be nice to be introduced to the family because it is, at the end of the day, one big family. Jesus is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and we are part of that amazing family. Yes. My prayer for us all today is in verse 20 and 21. It says, may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Jesus is real. Jesus is faithful. He's faithful and he cares. He cares about every single part of our lives. I pray we'll all have a fantastic week shining for Jesus wherever we go. Thank you very much. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this teaching from City Church Coventry. You can find more great teaching and other resources on our website at www.citychurchcoventry.org.